This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show brought to you by TeeUpNewEngland.com, your online auction for golf foursomes.
To sleep, I think about the implications of diving in too deep, and possibly the complications, especially at night. I worry over situations, I know we'll be alright.
Underappreciated, Kendra, because many don't know that Men at Work had several hit songs. And that is, I mean, everybody knows Land Down Under. I mean,
Who Can It Be Now?
Yeah. Yes, Who Can It Be Now? But that was a hit also for them. So, and that's one of Kendra's favorite bands, she said earlier.
Great.
Kendra Middleton. By the way, according to Jake Scorsese, our vice president of video stream services, Kendra has crushed the Twitch poll unlike any other.
Ooh, wow.
80%. For comparison purposes, it appears Mego, Ken's a candidate, got 4% when it came to Twitch poll.
Wow. Thank you, Twitch streamers, other fellow nerds.
Unnecessary shot at Mego.
It's not a shot at Mego. I'm just sharing what Jake said, word for word.
The data.
It's the data.
That's all it is.
It's just polling data.
She's been great. I agree.
It can be accurate or inaccurate. No one knows. So Kendra has, what, 10 minutes left with us?
Ish, yeah.
Okay. We are going to talk with Sean Coralli of the Boston Bruins, which is brought to you by KM Small Batch Bacon, the best you've never had until now. Also by Coors Light, official partner of your Boston Bruins. Coors Light, made for hockey, made to chill. Sean Coralli, I know, you know, Danielle was your number one fan, but say hi to Kendra.
Hi, Kendra.
Hi, Sean.
We will definitely miss Danielle, but I'm hearing good things.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I hope your morning's well. I guess I'll go ahead and kick this off.
Oh, okay.
The big news this week, I guess, has been Taylor Hall. I want to know how you think that he's fitting into the team so far. I think he had an assist the other night against the Sabres. So I want to know how you think the new guys are fitting in, specifically him.
Yeah, it's great. I think anytime you can add a piece like Taylor Hall, sort of scoring and helping teams and you know, fits with our system, I think, really well with speed and everything. And you know, a trade deadline where you're adding players is always a good trade deadline for a team. You kind of get excited realizing that the, you know, management thinks that we've got a chance to make some noise in the playoffs. And I think, you know, over the past 3 or 4 years, it's been the case every time. And hopefully this year we can take the final step.
When you look at somebody like him, I don't know if you had a chance to talk to him about his experience in Buffalo or elsewhere, but what happens from a chemistry point of view or a scenery point of view where and maybe you've experienced it, where, you know, you're in Jersey and you end up being the MVP and then you go elsewhere and maybe things just team-wise aren't the same. Is that kind of what goes on with somebody like him?
Yeah, you know what? It'd be tough for me to answer. I think sometimes, Greg, it's a change of scenery. You know, sometimes there's some pressures and, you know, things that happen in certain places, and you go somewhere new, and it's like you got a clean slate, and, you know, there's There's kind of a fresh start, new scenery, like you said. Sometimes there's just another player that you really play well with, and I mean, no one could predict it or something. You know, you've got a good line of players that are going well together. Everyone's in their stride. It's just so many things I think that go into it. It's not just as simple as one player playing well all the time or whatnot.
Sean, you missed a couple of games because of the whole COVID situation. What was it like to return and try to get your legs back underneath you?
Yeah, that was, oh man, it's so weird. It's, you know, a regular season, you're worried about, okay, injury is going to keep me out of a game. I'm feeling fine. And all of a sudden they're like, okay, you got to go and lock yourself in your apartment for 10 to 14 days. And I was obviously pretty upset about it. I felt fine the whole time. You realize that there's, that's part of this new thing, but it stunk. It really did. I wasn't happy, obviously, having to sit at home, without playing, missed, I don't know, 5-7 games or something. But yeah, getting back was tough. You weren't allowed really to do anything either with some of the precautions that you're supposed to take. Obviously I did a little bit just to try and stay in shape, but it was good. First couple of games, you got to get back into it, but, it's been nice to be back. Hopefully continue to play and get better and try and find my stride here.
And speaking of being back, looks like Tuukka is back tonight.
Yeah. You know, I'm not positive. I don't quote me, but yep. I think he had a full practice yesterday. Hopefully we'll see Tuukka tonight or sometime soon. And oh man, will that be awesome to see him back.
So what's that like? You get a guy like Tuukka back, and then, you know, but you think about Swayman, Vlad, you know, these guys have been playing well. What's it like to know that not only are you getting your guy back that, you know, has playoff numbers underneath his belt in Tuukka, but you know you got guys that you can always fall back on. You throw Halak in there as well, to know you have solid goaltenders.
That's huge. That's huge. I think no matter how good a team you have, it's – If you don't have someone that can stop the puck, you got no chance. So we think we've got they've proven there's four guys that we've got that can play for us and win games for us, which has been awesome to see. I obviously Vlad I've known for a while. He's been around for a bunch of years here, so it was really good to see him. I always see a young guy have their first kind of round of success is exciting. And then Sway, obviously he's newer, but real talented, and I'm excited for what he'll do in the future.
Hey, Sean, I know Kendra asked you about Taylor Hall, but obviously you're playing with Lazar and Riley, the new defenseman's in. What's the first couple days like? You got three new people in the dressing room. Are they, like, off to themselves? Do you try to, you know, buddy up to them right away to make them feel comfortable? How's that whole thing go down?
Yeah, it's different. I think, when there's three, it's different than one, I guess. But so you've got the two coming from Buffalo, so they kind of obviously know each other, Lazar and Hall. And I know Riley from... You know, we're the same age. We've played together on some other teams and growing up and stuff. So that's good. But you try and definitely incorporate, you know, I think the first thing you ask is, some of them are obvious, but what do you call them on the ice? Like, what are their nicknames or what do they respond to on the ice? So that's the first thing. Because I was playing with Lazar and just ask him, you know, what he responds to on the ice is kind of some of the first steps sometime. But, yeah, it's good. It's fun. It's new guys, fresh faces. They're excited to be here. They weren't on playoff teams, and they kind of come in with a new life. Like, hey, I thought my summer was going to be in four weeks, and now I've got a chance to win a Stanley Cup.
I felt like maybe Taylor Hall had a couple giveaways the other night. I felt like maybe the Sabres had deployed the old men's league trick where they were yelling Taylor. Was that what happened?
Yeah, that's why you got to say Halsey, Greg.
That's what it is. He's got to have the nicknames. Now, you had a nice pass in the game. I can't remember who it was to, but it's interesting to hear about this. How much communication goes on the ice between you and your line mates during a shift?
Oh, a ton. I think if I had a mic on, Lazar, his nickname's Laser. I think I said Laser 500 times the other night. Really, it's huge, especially for guys that are just starting to play with each other. It's massive, and especially for guys like us who, you know, we rely on each other to see. Like, we're not. It's hard to see all these plays happening really fast, and it's a lot. It's just another data point. If you hear something coming from a certain direction, that gives you another chance. And even I've realized, even with our best players, these guys are communicating and talking all the time. And you, upstairs, you're like, holy hell, how did you see that? And a lot of time it's communication. And Marshy and Bergeron are they're talking all the time. They really are. And that's something I've tried to learn from them and take from them. And a lot of the veterans that we've had here over the years, it's just kind of show you how big that is.
Sean, have the fans being back been a factor? Has that been a factor at all?
It's been huge. You know, when I really realized it was when we went to Washington the other day. They were the only team now that didn't have fans, and we went in there and it was like, oh man, this is back to square one. This feels dead in here. So having our fans has been huge. It's all relative. So now having the fans that we do kind of feels like, you know, this is kind of our normal now. So it does, you know, it's only a few thousand, but they've been loud. They've been awesome. We love playing in front of our fans at the Garden.
Speaking of Washington, I'll ask this one for Wiggy. Does this team miss Zdeno Chara, whether it's leadership, minutes? does this team miss him?
That's a good – I mean, you're always going to miss a guy like Zdeno. He's irreplaceable, leader, been around forever. Just a really good guy to have on your team, in your locker room, yeah. On the ice. He knows he's been around the league. Like, obviously he knows how to play and the spots to choose and what he can and what he can't do now. I think he's obviously a valuable piece. Washington's having success with him, and you know, it just where the chips fall is not up to me or. Obviously, but
Wiggy considers him to be washed up.
I love the defenseman that the Bruins have, so we're not even going to talk about Chara because he don't wear the spoke B no more. But I love to ask this question because it seems like you guys have this like mini rivalry with the, you know, the Capitals. What's it like to play against a guy like Ovechkin? You know, somebody that has a tremendous shot from, you know, especially the off point when you think about him on the power play, but just the way he plays the game, what's it like to be able to say, you know, I've been on the ice with arguably the best player of your generation?
Yeah. You know, you kind of go back and forth. I think sometimes you just try and tell yourself like, this is another hockey player. It's another game, and kind of get on with it and play him hard, play him like you'd play anybody else. And after the game, I think is the time when you sit back and say, "Wow, it's pretty cool to go out there and play against some of these guys that are going to go down in the history books." But during the game, it's all it's all business. I think a fun little challenge you have for yourself is if you're playing against them is let's try and shut this guy down. This will be fun. And the more frustrated someone like that gets, mm-hmm. it kind of bleeds through their team pretty quickly. So I think definitely cool. But at the same time, you're not out there getting autographs and stuff. You're out there to win the game and play hard. And
that's what Wiggy did.
Really.
Wiggy spent most of his NFL career getting other guys signed jerseys.
Right, when I was going against Strahan, I was like, yo, Strahan, I know the play is running right at you, but you got to
like,
sign my jersey.
Who are you? He's like, who are you? All right, before you go, Sean, because I know you got a game tonight, Kendra has a question.
I have one more question for you. Earlier we were talking about killing water moccasins with hockey sticks, and I just want to know, have you ever chopped a water moccasin's head off with a hockey stick? And if not, yes. Why not?
The answer, the answer. Is there a correct answer?
I don't think there is a right answer. So we'll let you go on.
I've
that.
Actually killed a snake with a hockey stick, though.
I'm sure.
Two halves of a whole idiot.
Right. I mean, snakes are, you know.
All right, Sean, go get him. Go get him tonight.
Yeah, appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me. Good job, Kendra.
Thank you.
All right. We got to say goodbye to Kendra.
Yep, unfortunately.
Way too soon.
Yeah.
But you got to go to New Hampshire. Go get your vaccine.
Yep, I'm on my way to get my microchip. Thank you so much for having me. I just want to say thanks to everyone in my DM about allergy awareness. I really appreciate it. And hopefully this will not be my last time saying goodbye.
Yeah, I mean, you already gave your gamer tag.
Yep.
But you want to give your Instagram
out? Yeah, sure.
There?
You can follow me on Instagram at Kendra Middleton, and I am at Twitter, even though Twitter is not my favorite, at Kenny, KENNI Middleton.
TikTok? Are you on TikTok?
Yeah, Kendra Middleton Zero. It's mostly videos of my dogs, so if you don't like dogs, don't follow
me. What's your dog's name?
Jackson.
Jackson?
Yep, the Australian Shepherd.
All right. Any questions for us before you go?
Yeah, I do have a question for you guys. Do you, there's a reason why I'm asking this. Do you face the shower head when you shower, or do you face away from the shower head when you shower?
I face the shower head when I shower.
I'm back and forth.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Okay,
I'm
so.
Front to back.
I face away from the shower head, which apparently means I might be a serial killer.
Yeah, I mean, that's the, there was a big debate about this, right? And what do most people do? They face,
they face the shower head.
They face the shower head. But you face away from it. Have you always done that?
Yep.
How do you clean your front?
You just, I mean.
Don't you need your, like, water, soap, rag, you know?
Wait, most people turn around?
Yeah, like, you know, I felt like you just kind of rotate in a circle, you know?
I like to have my deepest, darkest thoughts in the shower, and so maybe I am a serial killer. You'll never know.
Ken hasn't taken a shower in 14 months because he was told it was dangerous. Right.
That was the smell? I've been wondering this whole time.
Sorry. Are we trending or not yet?
We are trending.
All right. We got to get to Ken on what is trending.
Serving New England for nearly 30 years. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending brought to you by Shaw's Supermarket. This week at Shaw's, you can pick up 24 packs of Refresh Spring Water, $2.99 each, limit 2 per customer. Just for you, members can save even more if you download that Shaw's app, activate the offer key and the registered phone number at checkout. Save instantly. Sox going for 10 in a row today. The sweep across the Shaw's and Star Market. Red Sox Radio Network, 110 first pitch. Garrett Richards today. They pull this off. They're coming home for that White Sox series, Wiggy. I mean, legit the hottest team in pro sports.
I mean, winning the game the night before and then winning the doubleheader. Pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Impressive Verdugo's diving catch to end game one, the highlight yesterday. We do have two other teams in action. The Bruins Islanders, 7 o'clock tonight. Hillman will be there. Celtics Lakers, 10 p.m. So we'll see if we get that triple again that we had earlier in the week. NFL revamping their offseason schedule. Sounds like the Patriots among several teams that are not going to be participating in voluntary OTAs. They have revamped that a little bit, so mandatory minicamp, Wiggy, at least you'll get 3 days of that. Is that enough to get the Patriots cohesive?
Well, I think it's more about the guys getting together. Like, you know, if I'm on a new team, I'd want to be there and learn in the playbook. I don't need to do all the other stuff. Like, I don't need to go out there and we have to have 7-on-7 and all this other nonsense. But just to be able to get there, learn the playbook, kind of learn who my quarterback is. And I know Cam is doing that with a lot of guys on the West Coast. So maybe that's why they feel like they don't have to be there.
And 20 new players generally signed. So it's a big, big overhaul. And, of course, Justin Fields Day yesterday. Patriots were there, but no Bill Belichick. That's what's trending on the Greg Hill Morning Show.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on EEI.
Southern man. Change on a common land.
big boards, draft boards are changing all over the place because of Kendra.
Yeah.
Or even, because of this week. Yeah. I think a lot of people went into this week with their pretty solid top five when it came to the guest house. And I don't know. I don't know how.
This week's been a big week. I mean, think about it. You know, it's like we had three pro days. We're like, wow, we didn't see that.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it depends kind of on what particular attribute you're looking for. Like, does it end up being somebody who knows a little bit about everything? I mean, I think that's. Several candidates. Yes.
Yeah, I feel like they all do. I think, you know, Curtis is always talking about chemistry, which, you know, I understand that.
No, that's the most important thing, though. It is chemistry. I mean, do you feel like the show had chemistry with Kendra, like, right away? I do.
Yeah, because I feel like Kendra is entertaining, right?
But that you keep mixing that up with chemistry. Chemistry has literally nothing to do with talent or humor.
No, I know that.
What is chemistry then?
Chemistry is just the way that you two vibe together. I understand what chemistry is.
So yeah, I think that her talent was obviously there, but the fact that she was so able in her first minute on the show to just come out of her shell in that way was something to behold.
By the way, didn't Mutt call this?
Yeah, Mutt did call this.
Oh yeah, he did. That's
kudos
right.
to Mutt.
Wow.
Tangway's two candidates have. Tangway
Giant. He did not. The two candidates that he recommended most were not the best. The most well received.
No, but let's go to Mutt for advice. But I got to say this too. Like, I talked to all of them the night before, the day before, just real quick.
You're taking credit for this now?
No. But I just want to say the thing about Kendra. I talked to her and she's like, "Yeah, I got it. I'm good." She didn't want to know any details. I had no idea what to expect, but she kind of. You could feel that on the air. Right. She is just confident beyond her years, I would say, and that translates.
Yeah, and that to me, that's why I look at. I think she did a tremendous job. I thought Kwani was cool because it was just like relaxed. Like, you didn't have like this forcing an issue or like I have to prove myself. It was just, you know, people just sitting down having a conversation.
Yeah,
and that was pretty cool.
I mean, do you think that there was an unfair advantage? Like, this texter says that. The difference between Kendra today and Elizabeth yesterday was that Kendra got better guests today that she got to speak to. I mean,
not really, because she only asked two questions or one and a half question about the other one was chopping a snake's head off.
If we have Kendra, there will never be a segment where we have nothing to talk about.
That is true.
Yeah.
I mean, I think she gets to come back. Based on the Groundhog Day thing alone.
Oh, like, my
don't,
Lord.
Don't you think?
I feel that way about Britt, though.
I know. You love Brittany. That was your number one.
Yeah, I think she, because she's like, in my opinion, like what Curtis just said, there's not going to be a subject or a topic where you're going to be like, all right, she don't have nothing to say. She going to have something to say.
Yeah. But I think that Kendra, the way she's like that, too, but maybe she's very witty.
Mm-hmm.
I had a machete in my hand by the time I could walk.
I mean, that is just remarkable.
But the advantage Kendra got that none of the other co-hosts had an opportunity to get was she didn't really have to read the news.
That's true. You switched the whole news for her.
But yeah. I think that's just you maximize the talent you have.
Yeah.
So that is true, though. If she were going to come back, we'd have to.
She'd have to write through the news, right? Or you're going to always do the news where you're just going
to. No, we're not going to throw out. Yeah, she would have to do that.
Right.
Ooh, shots fired. Boop, boop.
I just put up a picture of her in the studio with me and J. Charles Wiggins. And I put it on my Instagram. Greg Hill, WEEI, is how you can follow me on Instagram and stay up to date with what we're doing on the show and here at the station and all that. And
you look at the
comments. They love her.
Yeah.
Is that where you're going to put your mock draft at Greg Hill, WEEI?
Did
we just become best friends?
It'll be cool to see how they are. And Ken brings this up for 4 hours there next time.
Yeah.
I don't think we can get we cannot get to five. We don't have to have 2 weeks. We do like seven?
No, I thought you said one a day.
I have to say, Kendra.
It's tough to chop it down to five.
Kendra is the one person who left me wanting more. Like, I wish she could have stayed till 10.
She's the only one who's done that.
Yep.
Really? Huh.
So, Ken, actually, you think more. Greg, you were at three at one point, only bringing three back.
Yeah.
Ken thinks you should bring more.
I mean, let's say we have seven legit candidates when all the big boards come out. I think we should bring all seven in for a four-hour show.
Oh, my God. Has your big board changed at all?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It has.
I mean, Kendra's in the top five, definitely.
Okay.
But isn't it hard, though, like, I almost feel like if you're coming back, you got to be in a position where you can be like, this is what I want to do. Because if not, you eating up somebody's spot.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? It's like you either want to do this, and I know it's a roll of the dice, but you got to say, this is the goal I'm going after. Because if you don't, then you might be eating up somebody else's spot.
Yeah, and now, in that sense, I'm going to take Trini out of my top five Friday. Because I don't think she actually would consider it.
Right.
My Lord, my Instagram is exploding with comments. I'm going to have to shut my notifications off over here, Curtis.
Or put the phone down.
I'm trying to get feedback from these people. Okay. Instant feedback. Right. They love her.
How do you feel about that, Greg? Like,
what?
The fact that, like, they got to be all in, like, this is what I want.
Obviously. I mean, I think they have to be. But
I love my birthday suit.
She
could be. That is one thing, though. I don't have this concern with anybody else. She may be a liability.
What do you mean by liability?
No.
I think you know what the definition of that is.
You think that she may say something or do something that you think could be an issue?
I think her biggest strength could be her downfall. Yeah. But but with Kendra, I think we can remove Brittany. I mean, goodbye.
Absolutely. She was your number one, wasn't she?
No, she's...
Oh, she wasn't. She's Wiggy's one.
Yeah, she was Wiggy's number one.
Yeah, but she was in your top five, though.
Of course.
She was like three.
Kendra blew that sort of dynamic
that
out
genre,
of the water.
Oh my God. I think you're right about that, Curtis.
She's much quicker-witted. I believe she's smarter. And I believe she is more fearless than Brittany.
I didn't think Brittany was... You thought Brittany was afraid?
Well,
summer.
I think if Ryan Dahl weren't around, I would have a different opinion. But the fact that she's going to marry this total drip is kind of a downside.
If you're gonna say that,
never met Mr. Dahl. You don't know if he's a drip.
And the fact that she didn't get that I said his personality matched his last name was also concerning.
But if you're gonna say that, then Brittany and Kendra were the most fearless out of everybody we had. They were the ones that I felt like were willing to kind of just jump out there and say, here's who I am, you know, warts and all.
Ooh, shots fired. Boop, boop.
Stop that drum. Right?
It's classic.
You play that again, please.
Ooh, shots fired. Boop, boop.
Boop, boop. And the fact that she decapitated a water moccasin with a hockey stick.
Mm-hmm. And chopped the water moccasin's head off with a hockey stick.
And it was like she was talking about what she had for lunch yesterday.
Right. Let's see. 774 texter. I'm 100% sold on Kendra. She's the only one that I actually went and followed because she's entertaining.
And she's the most unique by far.
But people say that every time. This is the hard thing.
Yeah.
Every time there's a new guest host, people say that same, like, mind blown, but you know. And I don't know if that's the recency bias thing or whatever.
Well, see, here's what I would say. What's the one thing when you think about all the people that have been on, the thing to me that sticks out are the ones that are willing to kind of jump off the ledge.
Yeah.
And be entertaining and, you know, make fun of themselves, not care what people think. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I feel at the top of that list is Britt and Kendra. You know, and maybe the other ones might have just been like, oh, I got to be careful.
Not according to this wet blanket. This is becoming pathetic. Your sports talk radio show is becoming a reality audition program.
Yeah, we talk about a lot of sports, though, in the reality show, in the audition.
Don't worry, buddy. Sox have won 9 in a row. Be happy.
Yeah, we talked sports. About that. She picked Brady over Belichick.
That's pathetic.
All right, sports.
Do you guys realize that the Bees are really on the cusp of something special this season?
Nope, people are giving an opportunity for a job to someone. It's absolutely pathetic.
Get back to baseball.
And yesterday...
The person's not even a sports journalist.
Was it Elizabeth yesterday?
This is like those rock jocks.
What is it?
No, I said Elizabeth yesterday was good. I think what that texter should understand is that you are creating an opportunity for somebody to probably accomplish one of their goals and dreams, which is to be in this business, right?
Well, also, there's at least, I don't know, 5, 7, 8 of these women who should be hired somewhere immediately.
Right.
Yep.
Talented.
Right?
Well, as I said at the beginning of the show, bye-bye Pellerin, bye-bye Lazio. I mean, these people should be in front of the camera at Nessun.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Kendra has she changed the game. I didn't think it was possible. And we got one more tomorrow, right?
One more tomorrow, yeah. Seeley Godwin from Nessun.
It's going to be very difficult.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to give you my vote, Ken, please.
What do you mean?
Before you rip it up and throw it in the trash, just take a look at it.
Why are you looking at me? That's the guy you got to give it to.
Well, I gave it to you, and then you give it to Greg, but it won't make it to Greg.
Yeah, you can give it to me.
I just posted a poll. Should we hire Kendra Middleton right now? 20 votes in, 86% say yes.
86% say right now?
Yep.
But if you did that every day with everyone you had, it would be the same thing. You said that about who did you, Curtis, say that about when we had them in here? Was it Courtney?
It certainly wasn't Mutt.
It was over.
It was somebody. It was one of them.
It was Mego. It was over after Mego.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. It was Mego. He was like, this is it. It's Mego. We don't even bring nobody else in no more.
This is Dave. Hello, Dave.
Good morning.
What's up, Dave?
Listen, the reason Kendra's so good, Nelson, I've been listening to you since AAF, and, you know, I turned the radio on this morning. It sounds like she's been there all along. She just fits right in.
Yeah, I mean, she has that, whatever they say, it factor thing or whatever.
Je ne sais quoi.
Yeah, just hire her and get it over with.
Yeah, and she's going to bring in free bagels every day.
Right, I love the bagels. And she's willing to do a hot sauce challenge.
Bagel's boring.
But who, honestly, who
prison
looks,
or bust?
Who looks at the bagel and says it needs to be renamed?
That's the outside the box thinking.
I know.
Need
I never
this
would.
Place.
But she's right. Honestly, if it was called the bagel,
bagel.
Yeah,
it'd be so
would
much
be
better.
Like, it would be like, I can't eat those. Those are too expensive.
Right.
I can't eat a bagel.
Let's go to Oban Pond and get a bagel.
Right. That's sick.
What if you replace Howl at the Moon with a brand new bagel shop?
Right, a bagel place.
Right.
Groundhog Day is the best holiday.
That was classic.
This is Eric. Hello, Eric.
Hey, how you guys doing? Can you hear me?
What's going on?
Hey, I think she did an amazing job. They've all done an amazing job. The obvious next step would be to have these young ladies do a longer segment, you know, to see if they can go in a solid amount of time.
Yeah, yeah.
But I feel like your best bet when you get to the finals is to have them all physically be at your cornhole tournament and then have the crowd vote for it.
Oh, that's a good idea. Meet them in person.
It's where I'll be winning the championship at the cornhole tournament. So, I mean, I'd like everyone there to have the same right of
correct.
Are you aware that the Laird man, as he refers to himself, is participating this year and is odds-on favorite to win the whole thing?
Ooh.
Well, and I hope to see him in the finals. It would only be fair. But just so he's clear, my name already on the list is last year's champs.
Last year's champs.
Ooh.
Oh, wow. By the way, I wonder if any of the AAF listeners that you mentioned earlier will be up to see you at the cornhole tournament, Ken.
Bring them on. It's not all the AAF listeners. It's just the ones that have no cell phone.
The ones from Nowheresville, as
yes.
you called them earlier?
Nowhere, Massachusetts.
Nowhere, Massachusetts.
Nowhere, Mass.
Where Wiggy currently lives.
By the way, up to 100 votes, 90% want us to hire her right now.
Yeah.
Oh, you said that about Mego when she left him.
Yeah, but Kendra's a force of nature, man. That is once in a lifetime type of stuff.
Two halves.
I homeschooled myself, actually.
Two halves of the whole idiot, as she said herself.
Yeah, I guess.
You know? She's self-aware. She's hilarious. She's
big
fearless.
Big in a Call of Duty.
Two halves of a whole idiot.
Yeah. Well,
that's already a podcast.
Like this texter says, we already have one. We already have one half of the whole idiot. So we can't. How can we go on without hiring, bringing in the other half of the whole idiot?
Well, yeah, you need a the other half to make a complete idiot.
Did you?
It's like the transfer.
You met your other half today.
You know, it's like Voltron. You know what I mean? Can't go out there without the head.
And she plays Call of Duty all the time. Like, what is happening?
It's like, well, I think that may be why she was so popular on Twitch. Is because she's a gamer, right?
Yeah. I guess. I mean, I don't know what the Twitchers, big gamers?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
I don't ever recall any show I've ever been a part of anywhere receiving this amount of interaction.
Wow. Really?
Like, it's insane.
I'm
People
telling you.
People are losing their mind.
You mean everywhere, like text lines, social
text,
media,
social
whatever.
Media, calls, all of it.
I know. I mean, honestly, instantly vaulted
well, you said
she vaulted herself into the top five, at least, I think, instantly.
You said you got a text from somebody. You wouldn't tell us who that was.
Who works here.
Yeah, who works here.
Yeah.
That said.
Said done.
Wow.
And the guy is a longtime radio professional.
Ooh.
Long time.
Wow.
Expert. Yeah.
I mean, that's hard to figure. There's a lot of long time. There's a lot of experts on this show, so it's kind of
long.
There's only one expert. It's Glenn. Just ask him.
I received a phone call during a break from a 50-year radio advertising veteran in the city. Initials JM.
Oh, wow.
Said, hire this girl immediately.
John Mita Perel?
Wow.
John is the first name. Hire her immediately.
And all she's right. A Southern girl, so that's, like, interesting. But she had an appeal.
She's from Florida.
Yeah.
She got homeschooled from Florida.
And she schooled herself. Correct. She was her teacher.
She gave herself her own grades. That's all of our dreams.
Yeah.
I was homeschooled. Boston Public Schools.
All right. Look at Wiggy cracks himself up. This is the best part of this. All right, we got to take a break.
Barely an hour.
We will get to the crossover coming up next.
For nearly 30 years.
I love WEEI.
Sports Radio.
WEEI.
Boston Sports Station. WEEI.
With cancer, it not only matters where you start, it matters when you start. I'm Dr. Daphne Haskogen, Chair of Radiation Oncology at Dana-Farber/Brigham Women's Cancer Center, New England's leading cancer center. Receiving expert cancer care in a timely manner can make all the difference. Everyone on your team specializes in your type of cancer, so you can be confident you're getting the right treatment right from the start.
Dana-Farber/Brigham and Women's Cancer Center in Boston, Milford, and the South Shore. Let's take the first step together at youhaveus.org.
The Subaru of New England Love Spring event is here. Celebrate on your next adventure in a brand new 2021 Subaru Forester starting at just $24,795. And you get 0% financing for up to 48 months. Or you can lease it and pay just $239 a month. That lease is for 36 months with $24.99 due at signing. Featuring standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and EyeSight driver assist technology, you've never been better equipped for a road trip. Thanks to Starlink Multimedia built right in, connectivity is always at your fingertips. During the Subaru of New England Love Spring event, you can buy the Forester for $24,795, or you can lease it for $239 a month. To get complete details and to find your authorized Subaru retailer, visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Get a great deal on the 2021 Subaru Forester and go love spring.
When it comes to protecting our family from COVID, my wife and I are on it.
Yeah, and our son loves the outdoors, which is great for all of us.
So we're experts at things like social distancing in the park.
And you won't see us hanging out indoors with our friends.
But now there are new forms of the virus, and they're spreading quickly. So we started wondering, are we doing enough?
Turns out, we are.
Hey, look, as long as your mask fits well, it still helps protect against the new forms of the virus, too.
Yeah, giving people at least 6 feet of space, that still works.
And avoiding crowds cuts our risk of exposure even more. We'll get vaccinated when it's our turn. But now's not the time to let our guard down.
Not even a bit. It's how we're helping protect our family. And yours, too.
We can do this. Learn more at cdc.gov/coronavirus. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
How do you protect yourself from the new forms of the coronavirus? Here you go. Got a mask that fits good and snug? Perfect. Now, give your neighbors at least 6 feet of space and avoid crowds, because all that stuff still works too. Look, I'll definitely get my vaccine when it's my turn, but now isn't the time to let your guard or your mask down.
We can do this. Learn more at cdc.gov/coronavirus. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I was mocked in the classroom.
Attacked on the bus.
Pushed down on the sidewalk.
We are
your neighbors.
Fathers and sons.
Mothers, daughters.
Girl Scouts. And Little Leaguers.
We are
the so-called quiet, docile ones.
We live in fear, but hide behind soft smiles.
We are being targeted, attacked, killed.
We are
the Asian community.
And we are hurting.
Stand with us.
Follow #StopAsianHate today.
Introducing touch-free payments from PayPal, a safe way for your customers to pay. Simply download the PayPal app and display your own unique QR code for your customers to scan. Whether you're a market seller,
I'll take two tomatoes and a cucumber.
Poodle pamperer, piano tuner, or plumber. Signing up to accept touch-free payments for your business is easy. Touch-free QR code payments. Shop safe with PayPal.
This is The Greg Hill Show on EEI.
Day is the best holiday. Can you name another country that decides what their weather is going to be like based off of some wild rodent?
I mean, she's not wrong.
Huh? Boop.
I mean, is there any other country that decides their weather based on what a rodent says?
No,
not
only
wrong.
Us.
She's not. She's not wrong.
But
I don't know. Brilliant. What was your point during the break about that you don't necessarily, in some cases, get the real, the guest host is not real in some cases?
Yeah, I feel like with Brittany and Kendra, they let their hair down. They didn't care what they were saying or how people were going to view them, where I feel like some of the other guest hosts wanted to be like, well, I'm professional. I don't want to come off in the wrong light. And I just think that maybe that they seem kind of like, oh, how people are gravitating to like just be yourself, that the next time that we have some of them in, we might see a different person where they go, let me actually let my hair down and not be, you know, kind of in your words of what Brittany used, so cookie cutter, because maybe they don't want to say the wrong thing.
Here's a 15-year listener, 617 texter, been listening to the station from 5 a.m. to 2 p.m. every day for 15 years. Never laughed so much and stayed in the truck till a commercial came on before today because of Kendra.
Wow.
Yeah.
It puts hair on your chest.
I mean,
I've never experienced a phenomenon like that.
With regard to social media and such?
And just the way I've never heard anyone like her.
Yeah.
Like, just off the walls.
Did you feel that way about Brittany, too?
Yeah, but she's a much better Brittany.
Yeah, interesting. Ooh, here's Andy Gresh. Sit right down, because you sent me a text immediately this morning. I had not revealed who that text was from, but it is from a long-time radio expert Andy Gresh.
Expert.
And you are
Oh, there's your winner. She won.
Oh, wow. Really?
She won. Yeah.
She won?
Yeah.
It's over?
Yeah. She's the first person you've had sit in this chair that made me think you have to put a governor on her. And that's and that can be good and bad, but yes. She's the first person that, to me...
Really?
Yeah.
Out of everybody.
Oh, yeah.
So, Mego.
Yeah.
Courtney.
Yeah.
Alex.
And no disrespect to any of them. I'm sure I'll get heat for giving an opinion or whatever.
No,
but
I'm glad you did.
No, but, yeah, she was the first person that I was like, oh, you have to slow her down. And that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Because you haven't had anybody in here that, like, grabbed the microphone and was like, I'm winning this thing.
Yeah. And
she might have been the closest one.
At least when they grabbed it, they didn't break it like you did yesterday.
Well, that is true. Yeah, well,
did you
again,
get that thing
you know?
Fixed by the end of the show yesterday?
I think we had it supposedly fixed by about 11:30.
Okay,
and then
good.
Springfield had an issue, and then that was it. No, I'm only kidding.
I felt so bad for you yesterday.
No, it was fine. It was totally good. It's just, I like to practice safe radio, so if you could take your mic condom with you, that'd be great.
So, yes. You
don't leave your leftover mic condom.
Yeah, I don't want to use somebody else's.
Yeah. I will do that.
On the corona environment.
So what are you guys talking about today?
Well, obviously the Red Sox are hot and we're off the air at noon, so that kind of helps us a little bit.
But I know it's so early and such a long season. But nobody said they'd be sitting here at 9-3.
No, and the thing to remember is now that you go on a streak like this and you try to think of the whole 162, if you're like 500 the rest of the way, you're an 86-87 win team in part because of this winning streak, and that puts you right in the mix and in a neighborhood that I don't think that people were hoping they would be in, but not expecting them to be in.
I expected them. I was the only one who said it. Ken,
Wiggy, yes, I do. You said 90 wins. You never said anything about nine-game win streak to basically start the season.
I said you needed to pump the brakes after the first three games because the one thing that stood out for me was their pitching. Last year, they were pretty good at hitting the baseball. And I knew that part was coming. And if their pitching was good, like we've seen in that first series, where their starting pitching was good, they were going to get those bats going. And now look what you see. Bats are on fire. The pitching's solid. And like Lou said, get them five innings, stay in the game, and, usually those bats will break through.
So you were more optimistic than Lou?
He was.
I know Lou had him at 86 or 7.
Yeah, he had 87.
And everybody thought, it's just Lou being Lou.
No, Lou said 87 on this show.
Yeah, right. I had him at 90.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Because I knew the biggest thing for them last year was their starting pitching. And that was the biggest question mark going into this season. And we had Lou on the show, and he talked about the Yankees and their starting pitching. And wait a second. Hold on. Let's just not throw the Red Sox starting pitching out the window. And what you're seeing is good quality starts. And you knew they could hit the baseball. Like, who thought they weren't going to hit the baseball?
You know who's gripping right now? Underbettors. If you had the futures on the Red Sox and you were under, I think it were 80.5. If you were going under the 80.5 on the futures, you are gripping right now. Because the worst thing for futures bettors are streaks like this, because it tilts your, tilts your whole analysis.
By the way, can you bet the guest hosts?
Ooh, we probably could.
Can we set that up?
Let's
in
do
New Hampshire.
That. We could chime on it, yeah.
Yeah, we could definitely do that.
We should set a lineup on the guest host.
Oh, and they can win some.
Have it benefit. Well, I can benefit the foundation.
Right.
I do like a 50-50 split.
Or something. Yeah, you know.
Oh, there we go. There we go. Like you're at a hockey game. Like you're at a hockey game. It's the 50-50 split.
Right, right.
Hey, buy some raffle tickets, will you? They shame you into that stuff.
I think there's a lot of things that you could do with this thing that you're doing here. Obviously you have the party on the, you wanted to do boat cruise. Boom, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
You bring all the co-hosts out on the boat cruise and mingle with the people.
Right. And then the listeners can meet them in person, talk to them,
And then,
but that means we end up extending it far into May, which is
That was Ken's plan.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yes. That's
Less or Curtis's plan.
Curtis wants it to be over. Yeah. Well, not over, but you want us to pick somebody.
Well, I think we have our answer. Gresh is dead on. The guy knows radio, and he's right. Kendra is the winner.
So Courtney is out of your number one.
Yes.
Oh,
there is no number two.
This is dramatic.
This is dramatic.
And there's no number
two. He's right.
No, it's it. When you know.
No. You got to have back 4 hours. Wiggy's right there.
I'm married the second time. When you know.
Right. But Ken is not. Ken, is Mego still your one?
She is, but it's close.
Right.
I mean,
of course
I want to hear them all for a 4 hour spell.
Yeah.
That's why we have round two.
When I said that about Cam Newton, you go, wait a second. It's only three games. Give him some time. Curtis was all over Mego after her performance. She was the one, no more other. Remember, Ken, it was like, don't even bring anybody else in. Mego's the one.
Are you citing you and Cam as a way to say that you things better than I do?
I'm not saying
wrong.
No, all I'm saying is that based on the first impressions, we can't jump the gun.
Right. Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
I think if you're going to do an extended round of, say, two people in for 2 days each to see what it would be like for eight total hours.
You only get two people?
No, well, yeah, because I think it was today and Courtney would be the only ones that you bring in for an extended period of time. Because, again, there's the snapshot of 2 hours, and then there's 4 hours
without
saying something stupid and see who's got, like, radio chops and is willing to sort of, you know, break their own fourth wall or pull back the curtain a little bit. But today I had some juice. Like, you know, I heard Ken disrespecting the great WAAF listeners along the way.
Can you imagine?
And she jumped in right away to zing him, which I was like, okay, there you go.
Can you imagine that he would do that?
Oh, of course.
I mean, that doesn't seem. Why would you take a shot at those people? They're loyal people.
Well, they're your people.
They've come.
They're not his people. They embraced
him. They admit it. They're rednecks.
They have embraced him.
By the way,
they have embraced him.
Because he nailed it. Because really. Because he and I come from the same part of the world.
That's right.
We're both rednecks.
Right.
Give me some of that land.
Have you seen
that nerd, ski nerd?
You know what it is, Wig? When you go to West Virginia, you know what is the official almost like Bondo or Bear Bond for cars in West Virginia?
My wife's from West Virginia.
Duct tape. Yeah.
Duct tape.
Ken, you know as well as I do, right?
Yes.
Or you take that molded can of corn, right? You got the hole in the tailpipe or whatever. You take the can, you wrap it around there.
Yeah.
You put the duct tape on it. You let it all melt, and there you go. You can go sell that thing.
Get to that Super Walmart. Make sure you pick up the duct tape.
Yeah, boy. How long were you in Huntington, West Virginia?
Well, I was there for a couple of years, and my wife, she's from there, so I'm always back in West Virginia.
Oh, yeah.
Right, but listen,
it's God's country.
They vaccinated everybody before any other place in the world.
They vaccinated everybody, but they're still smoking in restaurants,
Meth Virginia.
All right, what are you guys talking about today?
We got some Red Sox. We're getting into the Celtics against the Lakers, and we're out here early today, so everybody is kind of in, half senioritis mode.
Great point by a texter. Let's keep Wiggy off the boat cruise if we do bring the ladies out there.
Yeah, that didn't work out well for him the last time.
I have no idea what he's talking about.
We have to split up the shows if that happens, because God forbid that thing goes down. We at least need one host on each show to be able to survive.
I don't even know about I don't even like boats.
Yes. He doesn't like boats.
On a different topic, are we going to Fred Smoot come in and do a co-host?
Unless they're yachts.
Oh, man.
Fred Smoot, I'll tell you now, he's a funny co-host. You don't get somebody, you want to make you laugh, you got to get my man Sugar Ray Valentino.
When's the 30 for 30 on that?
There should be a 30 for 30 on that.
20 years ago, and all of a sudden it's Wiggy.
All right, who's co-host tomorrow? Guest host tomorrow?
Seeley Godwin from Nesson After Hours.
All right, and then 8 o'clock hour. 8 o'clock hour, we'll give away a priceless keepsake from Julian Bubz Edelman to say farewell to him. So that'll be tomorrow. Up next, it is Gresh and Keefe. Thank you very much for listening.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.